Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, licensed insurance agency in all states. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
An important message for Americans eligible for Medicare. The annual enrollment period is now open. Call 800-314-2565 to find the coverage that's right for you at the right price. That's 800-314-2565. Health Markets Insurance Agency offers thousands of plans nationwide and can help you find the right plan with one simple free phone call. Speak with a licensed insurance agent and review your Medicare options at no cost or obligation. The deadline is December 7th. Choose your 2015 Medicare plan today. Put our free service to work for you at no charge. Call 800-314-2565. 800-314-2565. That's 800-314-2565.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, good day. And, big World Series night last night. No, I had the pleasure of spending it with my family, so I never got to see any of it. And tonight, let's see, what's tonight? Isn't there a debate going on tonight? Yeah, we got that great debate going on tonight. And I'll tell you, this is really exciting. And there are many Republicans who right now, I believe, are going to end up short on funding unless somebody steps up. I keep hoping it's Ted Cruz. He's the only true conservative in the Republican Party. He's number one, and as I've said on this show many times, I will kind of dismiss my logic, and I will go with the likes of Ann Coulter and other respected people in the industry who say, you know, I'm ready to take a shot on Donald Trump. I don't go quite as far as Ann Coulter. But I'm willing to take a shot because I'm disgusted with the do-nothing Republicans. And even those whose intent is honorable, I can't seem to accomplish anything. I think Trey Gowdy's terrific. He can't do anything. Daniel Issa, he couldn't do anything. It just goes on and on and on because the deck is stacked against us. I say us. I don't know how many are in this particular group. I'm not an evangelical, but the evangelical Tea Party, conservative movement, the right-wing conservative movement, which is battling the establishment. So there were two battles. One is the different factions of the Republican Party and to a degree the Democrat Party, but not as much because there's, you know, basically the nomination process for the representative is over, as I say, unless one of my dreams comes true and Hillary ends up behind bars where she belongs. But it's not going to happen. So it's what's it? James Comey, the head of the FBI. He honestly is the last hope there. And if Hillary ended up getting indicted, well, I think they'd have to draft Joe Biden, and I think that's part of what the plan is because there's nobody else at this particular point who could step in and do it. Bernie Sanders, as bad as this country has become in terms of the socialist aspect, which too many young people and the millennials are a group that is supporting him. I don't think they get it. They don't know what it's like to live in. And neither do I, except that I've been around a long time, to live in a communist regime, a Marxist regime, a collectivist regime, a socialist regime. This is what Barack Obama is. This is what this administration represents. So there's a lot on the line tonight. I'm not overly concerned about the latest polls, which at least in Iowa show Ben Carson with a lead over Donald Trump, and one of the national polls out shows Ben Carson leading. I I think Ben Carson is virtually unelectable for a totally different reason than Bernie Sanders. And I know I keep saying this every day, and I don't mean to be defensive by saying it. The guy is very intelligent. He's soft-spoken. He is too laid back. He's too laid back to handle the reins of that job. I know you can say this person is too wired. Some may say Donald Trump is too wired, and Ben Carson is too laid back. Give me Trump, because he may be the comparable counterpart to Vladimir Putin. And I mean that in a positive sense here, and we need someone who's strong, because not only is the guy in office an ideological horror show, but he is a weakling. So tonight's debate, I think a lot's on the line. It's on the line for several of the governors. It's on the line definitely for Mike Huckabee, although some of these people may get funding, others may drop out, and I haven't looked at the war chests of these particular people. Chris Christie in danger. There's no doubt that Jeb Bush, the funding will stop, and Bush has just absolutely driven himself to the edge of the cliff, and he only has himself to blame. Because policy-wise, education-wise, knowledge-wise, Jeb Bush has had a lot of experience, but it takes more than that in order to become electable. You not only have to be likable, but you can't seem to be, as I said, right along above the level of the people in every way. And I'm sorry, Bush is an elitist. I see him as a spoiled brat, someone who will pout and get angry. I mean, we've seen it against Trump. Trump led him into a trap. Tonight is Jeb Bush's opportunity to do something. And if I were Jeb Bush, I wouldn't get into the game with Donald Trump. You can't win that game against Donald Trump. This is who he is. People knew it before he ran. Those who are going to stick by him are going to stick by him through the whole process. This is Donald Trump, and he's gotten this far by being Donald Trump. Jeb Bush can't assume that. You can't really get out of your own skin and take on a new personality. So I think Jeb Bush has to be the positive part of himself, not the negative part of himself. Stick to issues, and only either with humor, which he's not very good at, or a polite retort, respond to Trump. But I really think it's time for him to get up there and say, look, I'm tired of this back and forth. I was about to say, I love this job, but he's already made that horrific statement, which will be used in sound bites, that go vote for Trump if you I'm not going to be demonized. I got a lot of cool things to do. Absolute stupidity. And that may be the remark that comes back to haunt him. But I think he's got to be issue oriented. Everybody in this debate tonight has to step up and assert himself, or in the vein of Carly Fiorina, assert herself, because you may not get another chance, because the money will dry up for some of these candidates between now and the next primary. So Kasich is on the line. Christie is on the line. To a real degree, I think Jeb Bush, I think this is Bush's real last chance to make an impact. You saw what happened to Scott Walker. He never made one. I found that incredibly disappointing. Scott Walker, terrific governor of Wisconsin, who stood up to adversarial forces. He was on a stage that was too big for him. He's not ready for that stage. I don't know if he'll ever be ready, but he's come and gone. And then you've got the Hangaronas, who, Bobby Jindal, this is not yet his time. Rick Santorum, been there, done it. George Pataki. These people are fringe at best. And even when you look at people like Rand Paul and Mike Huckabee, they have just gotten in under the cut. I think, 3.5%? So tonight, I think Trump has to be more statesmanlike. I think he has to be very cautious, and I think he will. He made a statement on some of the national talk shows yesterday that it's got to be a little more. He didn't use these words, but guarded about the language that he uses because it's held against him in the media. Exercise its hostile, masterful approach of distorting statements and taking just specific sound bites. It's a critical night. It's not the turning point for who will be the Republican nominee, but it is the turning point for those on the fringe who aren't going to get financing. The one gentleman I neglected to talk about, Marco Rubio, I think Rubio will survive this because I think he will be funded either by the likes of Sheldon Adelson or someone else. Ted Cruz, also substantial funding. What is amazing about Ted Cruz is, like Bush and some of the other people in their own home states are running behind. He's running third in Texas. A little surprise, but Texas is in danger of going from red to purple to blue. And that would be a travesty because one of the states for whom I have the greatest respect for in terms of its people and its history is undoubtedly Texas, and a major state and a component in this election. And when you get to the main election, the electoral vote versus the popular vote, that always favors the Democrats. So the Republicans have to win and really win big, because when you automatically give away California and Massachusetts, I'm sorry, California, New York, Pennsylvania, you're running behind as you begin. So stay tuned tonight. We'll have a lot of post-debate analysis here tomorrow. I save those time slots open to kind of dissect it and give my straightforward opinions of them based really independently on what I see tonight. We're going to come back, talk about some more of this and some other issues. This is Stu.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. Call 800-790-5988. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-790-5988. That number, 800-790-5988. Call now, 800-790-5988.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally, even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
GEICO applauds your inner journey seeker.
GEICO gives a hearty pat on the back to the part of you that just wants to get out and ride your motorcycle, to take to the open road, and let the wind and bugs fly your way. In fact, bring on the bugs. They can't stop your quest for highway enlightenment. GEICO insures not only your car, but also that fine-looking bike of yours, with a custom-tailored policy and the best rates for you. So next time you suit up for adventure, make sure to take GEICO along for the ride.
GEICO Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Legal Exchange, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Hi, this is Buzz Aldrin, one of the first two Americans to land on the surface of the moon. I've just finished a wonderful interview with Stu, and you can find further details on his website. Look things up and help celebrate the Golden Apollo legacy.
All right, we're back again. Reminder on tonight's big debate. Other stories that are in the news: impeachment proceedings will be beginning by the House against IRS Commissioner John Koskin. And my opinion, you know, I always try to qualify my remarks because, like you out there, you know, I may get more sources of information, but innocent until proved guilty. I think John Koskinen is a lying scumbag. And I watch the hearings, not going after conservative groups. Of course, they weren't targeting conservative groups. He and Lois Lerner. I mean, it's so disgraceful. And this is part of the frustration that decent Republicans have. You know, it's almost like, why even go through the process of prosecution? Because through the Justice Department, you're not hearing much about Loretta Lynch, but she's instrumental in the background as well as a pawn of Barack Obama. Now, when she's in a public forum, she's much more appealing in terms of likability than that Eric Holder was. But I think they're cut from the same fabric. And it just doesn't make sense for the Republicans to chase the Democrats on anything, because the State Department and the Justice Department being influenced, threatened by the administration, it's unlikely that the results will be there. I don't know about the FBI. I hope that will be different, because I don't think there's any question, based upon the comparison of just David Petraeus against Hillary Clinton, or even Hillary Clinton against Richard Nixon, Hillary should serve time in jail. But I don't think it's going to happen. And can you imagine what that would turn this race into? That would be absolutely fascinating. Joe Biden wouldn't have to raise the money. He'd be the automatic nominee through default. And a lot of these investigations that you're seeing, and I could see it. I'm impressed by Trey Gowdy. I could see it on Meet the Press. I think he's had it on Meet the Press. He's made comments that this has been the toughest stretch of his business life or his political life. And when you work so hard to gather evidence, and the evidence is there in black and white, and the facts aren't even addressed, how do you have the motivation to keep going on? And that's the hold that Barry Hussein Soltero has on the American public. It's so incredible. And I know I'm driving some people crazy by saying this. How can somebody sitting in the presidential office in the United States of America, an American-hating individual with different leanings in ideology and policies that are virtually 100% wrong? I always get the question, what has Barack Obama done in the White House that you approve of? And I say drones. And then I have difficulty really finding anything else. And that's why I come to my conclusion that it's by design, because even if you have a fairly dumb person in the White House, Barack Obama, the word isn't dumb. He's actually incredibly shrewd to have become president and skirted under the Constitution and using executive orders and the threat of veto power to accomplish everything. So you can't say he's dumb. I've always said here, even a dumb person who makes mistakes and is wrong 60 or 70% of the time and right 30 or 40% of the time, you know, that's what you'd expect. But when someone has policies that are influencing this country, and 99% of the time, in spite of the adverse results, that they occur with success from the point of view of that president, it tells you it's by design. It's not by accident. He can't say, well, he's not that smart. He gets a lot of things wrong and some things right. He gets virtually everything wrong. It's by design. I think he's vindictive. I think he's petulant. I think he absolutely believes in his heart that redistribution of wealth and social equality are the main components of his agenda at any cost. And if we don't put a stop to what's going on all of these levels, shore up our military, stop the flow of immigrants coming in, illegal immigrants. They, you know, the left refers to them as immigrants. They conveniently leave out illegal, and then they won't use the word aliens. It's another word that's being banned from the English language. You want some more proof of just how disgusting and revolting things have become? Melissa Harris Perry. I mean, I the only time I ever see her is if it's in the news and I'm watching some show, because who would have the stomach to watch that race-baiting, hateful, idiotic, leftist discuss her views? In case you didn't see it on on MSNBC, Melissa Harris Perry was having a conversation, and I can't even remember who the guest was, talking about, you know, hard workers. And she interrupted and said she had pictures on a wall back in the days of slavery where it was demeaning to refer to these people as hard workers. And that's a term that shouldn't be used. I mean, it's unbelievable. I could see the guest was stunned. You know, sometimes you really get taken by surprise. Can you believe that? This is how nuts and how so politically correct this country has gone, that Congress wastes its time trying to change the name of the Washington Redskins, which was given as a compliment to the Indians portraying bravery. This is how far down and how low we have succumbed. Is it any wonder that the Ayatollah, Putin, Kim Jong-il, Castro, other people who are evil and deceitful are taking advantage as much as they can? They feel they have a year and a half, and with the stupid element of the United States of America, they may have another 4 years, because Hillary is the odds-on favorite to become president of the United States. How am I ever going to do these shows if Hillary is the president? Am I going to come on every day? All right, got to come on and say we've got hope if you could just last another 4 years. America can't last another 5.5 years, 1.5 under Obama and 4 under Hillary. It can't happen. All right, we're coming back.
Daylight savings time is the perfect time to save energy and money at Ace. Because now through Sunday, it's Ace's biggest ever buy two, get one free LED sale. Buy any two select LED bulbs and get one free. Hurry in to mix and match from our best-selling, longest-lasting LED bulbs and save on your energy costs. Only at Ace.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Buy two select Fight LED bulbs, get one of equal or lesser value free. While supplies last, store stock only at participating stores through November 1st. See store for details.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through December 31st, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms.
For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom12.com right now and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom12.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 12.com. Go to freedom12.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom12.com.
Biz Talk Radio.
Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
I'm Dana Perino with Fox News, and I just had a great interview with Stu Taylor, who loved my new book. It's called And the Good News Is, and he gave me a really good amount of time, and he asked perfect questions because he really understood what I was trying to get across, and I appreciate him so much.
All right, Stu Taylor back. As I say, a lot of excitement. Got the debate tonight. Got the Patriots tomorrow night. If you're a football fan, wow. I mean, that's like the greatest show on earth to me. But I try to defer from talking about sports because I did sports radio for so long. I try not to mix the two. But no, and you notice I haven't commented on the World Series game last night, which I understand after reading about it, since I had family in, I never did get to see, but it sounded like a remarkable game. All right. Lies, lies, and more lies. The movie was a movie, True Lies, with Arnold Schwarzenegger. I don't know. They've had a couple of movies with that title in. Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. You know how you have spelling bees to see who's the smartest one? You should have some kind of meter to register who's the bigger liar. I think Barack Obama is, because I think Barack Obama lies about virtually everything. Now, everybody says, yeah, but all politicians lie. Yeah, you know, I like to leave that little bit open and say most politicians lie or paint the corners, as they say in baseball, or distort or embellish. If you're a salesman, there are ways to sell without lying to make your product or your service look good. But with Hillary, there's no fear. And, you know, it's an outstanding trait. I'll give her that. And she rejected having a private hearing for the Benghazi hearings. And she was 100% right. The hearing was consumed by Elijah Cummings battling Trey Gowdy and those two factions. And I have to tell you, I was revolted by the Democratic panel, Adam Schiff, Elijah Cummings, and a couple of the others. I thought it was a Tammy. One of them was asking some pretty good questions. I mean, that's where the emphasis was. And Hillary came out smelling like a rose because she knew that this was a setup when she went in, and whatever attempts they were. And when they had her, you know, Jim Jordan, the tip of the hat, the congressman from Ohio, had her with facts. I'm not going to rehash it because it's an old story right now. And what difference does it make? Didn't matter. The facts don't matter. Not when it comes to protecting the Clintons. If the facts really mattered, then you can listen to a recent interview that Hillary had talking about the VA. She's had a number of issues, and she just dismisses the 300,000 veterans. She dismisses any criticism of the VA, and she says, and here's a key. This is one you have to read between the lines. She bases her decisions on reading surveys. Do you think Hillary is like, you know, there are a lot of decent people, even John McCain, who I don't love, but John McCain goes around to all of these VA centers, and so do a lot of other politicians. Hillary goes by the survey and says they're being treated well, and that the blame is on the Republicans for spreading propaganda. There's been a backlash from a lot of veterans, and I, you know, while she may get the black and the Hispanic vote and the woman's vote, and is a real danger to become president of the United States. She won't get the veterans vote because she's, like Obama, anti-veteran. When you talk about being anti-veteran, is there a better example, anti-U.S., anti-veteran, anti-United States, than Barry Hussein Soltero sitting in office? Is the and by the way, they couldn't secure any of the generals or the real witnesses to the truth in Benghazi. 50 generals were fired, allegedly, for disagreeing with Obama. And these people, fearing their skin, probably literally and figuratively, didn't want to testify. You know why? Loss of pensions. Worse, IRS audits. Loss of jobs. Does this remind you of... I'm not supposed to say this stuff on radio. I mean, look what happens on ESPN when these comments are made. So you can fill in the blanks in terms of what it reminds you of. I wasn't grappling for speech. I'm trying to conduct this show civilly as I can. And if you read between the lines, you probably can have some kind of a rating of the degree of anger that I have. And you know why? Because I love the United States of America. I loved it the way it was. It's still the greatest place to live. And if you don't like it, just get out. And why is it that everyone wants to get in? I saw a video yesterday that came in. I want to be sure where it was. I think it was England. No, it was Germany. Germany. Let me correct myself. And it was startling. There was a woman narrating. It was about a 4-minute video of a Muslim march and how she said that it's no longer a comfortable place to live because the Muslims have taken over Germany. They're taking over Britain. They've taken over France. Look at the problems we have. And their goal is to take over the United States and Canada. I know that that move is big in Canada as well. And we just sit around. I say we collectively. Now, I'm not on here to make distinctions between the decent Muslims who just want to practice their religion and they're entitled to do that peacefully. I think most of them are intimidated by the factions of ISIS and other extreme radical groups. So please don't email me and say, you know, you're a racist, you're profiling, you hate all Muslims. It's not what I'm saying at all. I don't have an issue. And, you know, I've met Muslim people. I can't think of any Muslim friends that I have. You know how people come on and say, oh, I've got a lot of Muslim friends and they're terrific. I can't think of any that I have, but it's not by choice. I wouldn't have any objection. It's Sharia law that frightens me. And if you embrace Sharia law, see, Ben Carson should have clarified this when he said he wouldn't have a Muslim president. He should have said, I wouldn't have a fundamental Islamic Muslim president, a one who embraces Sharia law. But Ben Carson is so new to this game of politics. And how can I say this without tooting my own horn? I think I can handle these situations a lot better only because I've been discussing politics on talk radio for so long, while Ben Carson has been doing something much more admirable in performing neurosurgical procedures. So we look at the results of all of this and we think about free speech, free markets, the rule of law. Sometimes cultures just disappear. Other times they take time to erode. I think we're in between those stages. I'm not the only one who says it. You know, certainly Pat Buchanan and others have implied this, and Michael Savage as well, who's got a new book coming out, and we will have Michael Savage as a guest on this show again. Really an interesting guy. People are not sure how their own individual behavior is leading to the deterioration that we're having, and it's either rebellion without knowledge, or it's indifference, or it's ignorance. The civilization, the very civilization that we've lived in, that was founded by our forefathers and built on the structure of free speech and freedom, religious freedom, etc., it's disappearing. Not in my lifetime have I seen so much discrimination against Jews and against Christians. And I'm begging people to pay attention to the fact that while Barry Soltero sits in the White House saying nothing, but if a black person is killed or somebody in this country is killed by an illegal alien or a Muslim is killed, it becomes a national issue. Can't stand for this anymore. All right, we'll wrap things up. Straight ahead.
Have you heard about Biz TV? Biz TV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching Biz TV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, Biz TV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. Biz TV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request Biz TV.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally, even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Attention Americans with no health insurance. If you did not enroll under Obamacare, the deadline has passed and you could be liable for a tax penalty. There are affordable options available, but you need to act now. Call 800-781-1685. Health Markets Insurance Agency has thousands of options nationwide and can help you get the government subsidies you deserve to help lower the cost of health insurance. Under the law, if you have special qualifying events such as marriage, loss of job, or moving, you may still be entitled to Obamacare coverage. At Health Markets, our service is free, and we do the work to help you find the right coverage at a price that fits your budget. Call 800-781-1685 now. That's 800-781-1685.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, which is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Service and product availability may vary. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment in a health plan. HMIA 000365.
I'm terrible with money. Apparently, a PhD in physics won't help me predict the trajectory of my own retirement. So I work with TIAA CREF. You get quality, personalized advice no matter what your balance is. For me, they make investing as easy as Newtonian physics.
Advice for everyone. One more way TIAA CREF is created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF Individual Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Advice is subject to institutional plan rules. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
This is Congressman Barney Frank, and I just want to report that I had one of the best interviews I've ever had with Stu Taylor on his very informative and entertaining show.
All right, our final segment of the day and the danger of the West dying. And Pat Buchanan, I think, talked about it in the book, The Death of the West. And I haven't had Pat Buchanan on in a long time. I'll say to myself, hey, listen, could you make a note of that to call Pat Buchanan? I'll have to answer it since I don't have any assistance here. I will. I'll get back to you on that. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I immediately tend to all the questions I ask. So I make comparisons between the West, the United States, and the Roman Empire, and the dangers of what happens when you open your borders. I can't get out of my mind that conversation I had with this astute gentleman who said corruption is the biggest problem in the world. I talked about that yesterday, so I don't want to continue to elaborate on it, except to say when Adam and Eve were together, and I don't buy any of this, and I don't discount it. I just don't. Who knows? Don't go in the garden. Man has been corrupt as well as decent from the very, very beginning. And you can't solve the problem of corruption. And I certainly don't think that the Pope has the ability to solve the issue of corruption. He's going to tell you to be corrupt and live your life, and then you're just going to do it. Come on, you'll sit there and you believe it while he's talking about it, and you say you're going to change the next life. The next day you'll go out and commit some kind of act. If you look back in history and the kinds of immigrants we used to have that built this great country, and that's what we are. We're a nation of immigrants the way they used to be, who have adopted the language here and the culture and the elite, the patriotism to this country. And you still see it when I know people who have become Americanized and become citizens of this country. But it's by and large no longer the case. And there were no screening procedures here. We were a country of values to many degrees. We still are. But when you look at this incredible change that has taken place in the United States of America, it's just incredible. And the movements that we're having to deal with, like Black Lives Matter, that Barack Obama supports and is actually nurturing, these people are bent on crime. I mean, is it a complicated question to say that And I just think this is such a stupid discussion. If I say to you, all lives matter, all of a sudden I'm a racist. I have to say black lives matter. And if you're on the left running for president, you know, you just better say all black. Of course all black lives matter, but don't all white lives matter? But no, it's just that it's another political tool like global warming. It's another political tool like immigration. It never, ever ends. And we have been bombarded with these issues facing us. And when a situation like Benghazi comes up where the facts are there to support the case, nobody wants to deal with it. So when you talk about corruption, and I guess I would call this a corruption of omission or of sorts, many people don't seem to care about someone who lies, who's a bona fide liar. Many people don't seem to care about the fact that this has become a drug-infested country. Gee, I go back to think, you know, when people say, you know, what about you and growing up and the people you used to associate with? Honest to goodness, I went to college. I didn't know anything about drugs. I never heard anything about drugs. And I'm not going back to the 1930s. I'm not that old. And yet, it's another thing that's killing our culture. The legalization of marijuana. I don't know how the legalization of marijuana. Why would you legalize something except for medicinal use that can be justified? I'm wholeheartedly for it. For treating blindness, chronic pain, cancer, I am absolutely for it. But now we've taken it too far. So how can the spread and use of marijuana be a good thing in the interests of the Second Amendment, or the First Amendment, rather? Right of speech? I'm going to do a show here. I'm going to run through some of the amendments, I think, and relate it to a lot of the issues that are going on today. And you'll see that it just doesn't seem to hold water anymore. So how do we get back on the right track? Well, my immediate suggestion is, because everybody says, I'm tired of hearing about the problems, how about the solutions? My immediate solution is to jump on the bandwagon. And if you espouse to the same values I do and want someone who's consistent, yeah, I'm giving an endorsement to Ted Cruz. And I'm also saying if you want to vote for Donald Trump, that's okay too. It's just that it appears that Donald Trump has a better chance of winning than Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz is the only true conservative running. Ted Cruz is the only true conservative running, and Donald Trump isn't taking any gaff from anyone and speaking his piece because he's not beholden to anyone. And he wants the restoration of the stature of the United States of America. And I have to endorse it in spite of the fact that he's brazen, he can be offensive, he's a braggadocio. I'm going to live with that. I'd much rather live with that than the likes of Rand Paul and Jeb Bush and Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. I can accept it. You know why? Because he knows what it takes to build a great company, and I think he'll know what it takes to build a great nation. And most importantly, if Donald Trump gets elected, he'll bring in people like Carl Icahn and the competent and bright people to run this country. And that, I think, is the greatest asset we have going for us with Donald Trump. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Stu Taylor. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.